is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of July, 2016. 1868, on this day, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, granting full citizenship to African Americans and due process to all citizens. The wording of the amendment is, "Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." It's the birthday of Dean Koontz, born in Everett, Pennsylvania, 1945, who published his first book, a science fiction novel, when he was 23. And over the next 18 years, he wrote 54 novels, none of which was a bestseller. Wrote several different books each year using 10 different pseudonyms. Finally made the hardcover bestseller list with his novel Strangers in 1986. It's the birthday of the writer and neurologist Oliver Sacks, born London, 1933. Both his parents were doctors. He graduated from Queen's College, Oxford, and then emigrated to America for an internship in San Francisco, a city where he landed in the heyday of the 60s, where he took up weightlifting and motorcycles, and where he accepted that he was gay, and he decided he would remain celibate until he found his life partner, which took him 35 years. By 1965, Oliver Sacks was in New York. He was working at a hospital in the Bronx. He became fascinated with a group of patients who suffered from a form of encephalitis known as sleeping sickness. They were catatonic. They'd been in the hospital for decades. He began to give them doses of L-DOPA, which was just beginning to be used for patients suffering from Parkinson's. The L-DOPA roused them from their stupor into a world they did not recognize, but which often delighted them. And Oliver Sacks wrote about them in his book Awakenings, which later became a movie. The book was a hit, and Sacks kept writing about his patients, calling his books neurological novels. A few years later, he wrote The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, a man who suffered from visual agnosia and could no longer recognize his own wife. The books were bestsellers, but Sacks had his critics. One person objected to his use of real case histories. He called Sacks the man who mistook his patients for a literary career. Sacks himself said, "I would like it to be thought that I had listened carefully to what patients have told me, that I've tried to imagine what it was like for them, and that I tried to convey this." Oliver Sacks, who died of cancer in 2015. Here's a poem for today by Jean Lohman entitled Reminders. You said you'd pick up cheese at Luca's in the Mission, came home with fresh-cut Sonoma Jack, aged Swiss, that delicious, creamy goat cheese we spread on bagels at breakfast. Let's go again, both of us, to San Francisco, buy a loaf of Boudin sourdough rye, pack a basket of bread and cheese, fruit, a bottle of red wine, and head for the park. We can feast on wet gray fog, our old happiness breaking through like sunshine. Reminders by Jean Lohman from Autumn in the Fields of Language, published by Fithian Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.